Oh, yeah.
We'll just do 3 minutes of silence.
So, or we could talk about, we could forewarn everybody that there are spoilers right now. The part that gave me chills. Actually, I don't want to talk about it because he hasn't played it. Never mind.
I'm still going to play it. You can say whatever you want about it.
I'm weird about spoilers, man. I don't like shit getting spoiled for me. Care. Okay, then we'll talk about it. The part that gave...
What?
Dick.
Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 30. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And with us, as always, is Chester's friend with all that hair.
Alika.
Thanks, I couldn't remember how to pronounce your name.
Young Hawk.
Young Hawk?
Is that what it stands for?
Young. Jesusinho.
Is that like some kind of Spanish?
Yeah, I don't know. I get called by many different names. Yeah. You can just call me Alika.
Where is the origin of your name?
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah?
He's
yeah.
Hawaiian.
Means Eric.
I would have never guessed.
Basic.
Eric?
Basic as fuck.
Hi, I'm Eric.
Chester doesn't mean anything. Chester doesn't even mean, like, Justin.
How do you feel about that?
You know, it's funny. I work with a Hawaiian guy named Lawakua.
Yeah?
And he goes by Justin.
Does he?
Justin, yeah.
what does Lawakua mean?
I don't know. Probably, like... fire god or something. I don't know shit about Hawaiian.
I got one of the bad beers I picked is Hawaiian. I should go grab that and put one of these back.
No.
Too late.
No, you've already.
It's too late.
This is your dishwashing we're liquid. Committed. You're soaking it.
I don't even know what that name means.
Yeah.
Was it Lawakua?
Yeah. I don't. You want me to Google dude's name real quick?
I think it means Cubra Libre.
It means Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. It's Hawaiian for goat sucker. Sucker of goats. Can you imagine naming your kid that? You know what?
You don't know what I do on weekends.
That little bastard looks like he's going to suck goats when he grows up.
Oh, sounds dirty, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds nasty.
I got to get this kid in the 4-H program right away.
Oh, man.
This would be the one time when someone from work listens to this and be like, hey, Justin, dude, Ryan's talking mad shit about you on here.
Oh, he said your name.
Justin, I'm sorry. You're a lovely man.
Goat sucker. Right? Why you put him on blast like that? Now the whole internet's going to be...
I didn't say his last name.
Hitting him up.
Hitting him up. Hey, bro, I got a goat. You want to come over later? It's all right. They shut down Backpage. You can't do that anymore.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty sad, you know? Where am I going to sell guns at now? And get hookers.
The gun show?
Where am I going to get hookers?
I couldn't help you with that one, and I have no idea.
Where do you get your hookers?
I've never ordered.
You've never ordered
one of those.
Do they deliver? That's a good question.
Oh, they deliver. Yeah.
Maybe there's an app for that.
There probably is.
Someone's working on it.
Guarantee there's an app for that.
It's called Tinder.
Right?
The single mom's app.
Or Grindr, you know, whatever you're into. Yeah. I'm not here to judge.
Right.
Speaking of judging, Chester, what have you been up to?
Grindr mostly.
We're playing footsies down here, by the way. Speaking of Grindr,
all the transgender women on Grindr are hookers. What is up with that?
Really?
So when you meet can them,
I
you
just
gotta pay?
Bang a tranny for free?
No,
come on, dude.
You gotta pay. They gotta pay for those fake tits. Shit ain't free.
Saving up for that surgery.
Yep. You know,
what have I been up to other than just, I mean, I have almost 100% at God of War.
That's been your life.
I've got every raven, all of Odin's ravens, every artifact, everything. Killed all 8 Valkyries. The only thing left to do is kill the Queen Valkyrie, and that bitch fucks me up so bad every time.
I've beaten 1 Valkyrie.
Yeah.
I have not gotten all the ravens. I've beaten the game. I want to platinum the game.
Yeah, me too.
I want to marry that game. God of War is going to be game of the year on that console.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the console. It's the game of the generation, for sure.
I think Red Dead is going to give it a run for its money. But
you're wrong, Chester.
That's fair.
Damn, dog.
I think you're wrong.
I think they should have delayed it until 2019 so that it could get God of the Year.
God of the Year.
God of the Year. Game of the Year for 2019, but...
Yeah, no. You look at...
Game of War. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
I'm on my third beer.
Yeah, dude, that's...
Yeah, you weren't hungover. You were drunk still.
Maybe that's what it was.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, you're really bringing the whole show down. Why did you bring this guy?
No, right? You should have not invited me.
You look at God of War.
Go ahead.
No, it's all good. You look at God of War from the beginning. When the franchise started, the games progressively got better every time. When the game first came out, I was working at GameStop, and Devil May Cry 3 was coming out at the time. And I was a hardcore Devil May Cry fan, and when God of War, I was like, oh, the game looks cool, but it's not going to be better than Devil May Cry 3. And God of War ended up being better, in my opinion. And I was like, there's no way they could top this game.
Even the PSP games were good.
Yeah. Was it the same studio as Devil May Cry? It wasn't.
No. Santa Monica does... God of War and Capcom does Devil May Cry.
That's right.
When I finally played the game, I was like, they're not going to top it, and they topped it in 2. Because
it had a similar... I remember one of the first things I noticed is when you kill enemies, they would leave little glowing red orbs like Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe it was the same studio, but...
Yeah. Fucking ripoff. God of War is just a fucking Devil May Cry ripoff.
Big fucking ripoff.
I mean, he looks just like Dante.
He does.
He does, doesn't he?
He sounds the same.
He's got that huge sword, and he like jumps 800 feet into the air. He
jumps flies around
across like a fucking anime character. Ugh, Devil May Cry.
You know, I miss the double jump. That was one thing I miss in this one because you had the double jump.
I was
kind of
disappointed reading
others.
That before it came out.
There's no jump. There's no jump.
There's
at
no
all.
Jump in fucking God of War.
True.
Yeah.
He's old, man. He's got bad knees.
He's got bursitis.
He's got bursitis. So, inside joke, I have bursitis.
Ryan has bursitis.
I bitch about it a lot. It doesn't really bother me that much, but I make a really huge deal about it.
That's about all I've been up to. I started watching the Lost in Space series.
How is that?
It's okay. I haven't finished it, which says something, because if something's good on Netflix, I'll binge watch it in a weekend.
But you also got God of War going on.
There's God of War. I started watching Crashing. On HBO, because discovered that my roommate pays for Hulu. I didn't discover that. I knew that. But you can pay an extra $5 a month to have HBO. So we pay, or he pays like $13 a month now for HBO and Hulu. So I started watching Crashing on HBO. It's just pretty funny.
There's so much stuff on Hulu. Mm-hmm. I just got it so I could watch cartoons. I like Family Guy and Futurama. I didn't realize there's so much stuff on there. It's fucking insane.
There's a lot.
Entertainment at your fingertips. You know, who would have thought, just a few years ago.
Right.
It wasn't like this.
Apparently not Blockbuster Video.
Right. Oh, my PlayStation plays DVDs? Who gives a shit?
They folded so fast. You know, I want to kind of rewind a little bit. I couldn't help but notice that you said that your friend pays for Hulu and you're using his Hulu. We just had a conversation earlier about how your friend pays for Xbox Live.
Oh, I pay for my own Live.
What is it that your friend pays for?
They'd like tether their consoles or some shit.
My Xbox, his Xbox or his Xbox Live account is my Xbox's home account.
Yeah.
So, like, you can tether account, like, systems together. In fact, you can do it with PlayStation as well. You can make someone else's account the home account.
Right.
And every digital game they buy, you can then get on your console.
That's right. Now, I'm not going
to
hate on you for that. But
great
I just want
to
say,
man.
I want to say that you got your shit together, man. You know how to game the system.
I've seen you for a while, but you really come a long way, man.
You know, I used to pirate shit all the time. Now I'll just let someone else pay for it.
That's good, man.
I pay for the Xbox Live account,
dude. You got to watch
so
out.
Literally,
for your
only Microsoft is getting your money at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That pocketbook factor, man.
But like, he bought. Sea of Thieves, which is fucking garbage. But I told him, because I was interested, I was like, hey, I'll split the cost with you. Like, we'll both pay $30.
Yeah.
And he just bought it and was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll just pay for it. And like, okay. And I'm glad that I didn't pay for it, because that game fucking sucks.
It looked terrible.
It's not fun.
But the water looks really nice.
Doesn't it just...
That's all I ever saw about that game. Everyone was talking about how good the water looks. No one's ever like, this is the greatest game I've ever played.
But the water in God of War looks good, too.
Oh, it looks all right.
everything in God of War looks good. You know what my favorite thing, my favorite part about the graphics in God of War, and it's going to sound extra whack, is Kratos, man.
He's fucking ripped.
He looks dope as hell. Well, he, his facial expressions, the wrinkles, the beard, the dirt in his fingers, like everything.
Oh, his hands are always filthy.
Yeah, amazing.
And the only reason I noticed that is because one of the dwarves is a germaphobe. And he's always just like, doesn't want to touch anything, wears gloves all the time.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have even noticed that Kratos had dirty hands if not for that dwarf being a germaphobe.
Yeah. They probably did that on purpose. So they're like, we should show everyone how much attention to detail we made. Look at how dirty his hands are.
Right.
How do we show everyone this?
But just like, he looks so real. He's just down to the pores on his fucking skin. Like, he looks so real. It's awesome.
I think that was key to... I feel like the director was trying to get players to have an emotional experience with the game, man. And I know that sounds...
worked.
That sounds weird, but... I felt you feel for the character. For sure.
I love the beard too. Mm-hmm. It's so different from his pointy little goatee.
His fucking little Fred Durst beard.
Yeah. Oh man, Fred Durst.
Ryan, what have you been up to?
You know, I've just been sitting in the other room while you guys sit back here and podcast.
Not playing God of War.
Not playing God of War. Piece of shit, man. I was in Taiwan. For a couple weeks.
What were you doing in Taiwan?
Working.
Ladyboys.
Ladyboys mostly, but working. Okay. Putting in work. No, working, and then I was in California working, and then I went to Sholo, and I wasn't working, and now I'm finally fucking back. Finally.
Yeah. Finally.
Finally.
It's been weeks.
And now I can buy God of War. I've been waiting for it for years. That's the only, I swear to God, I have like four games for the PS4.
That's it.
I haven't really played anything on it. I've been waiting for God of War to come out. So, and then it comes out, and I was in California when it came out.
Yeah,
I tried to play video games while I was there, and I went to a goddamn fucking GameStop.
Why?
Because I needed a controller. I forgot my controller. Right, so I had my laptop. I had downloaded some games, ready to go, and I'm like, oh, I forgot my fucking controller. So, yeah, because I'm that guy, I play PC games with a controller. Don't judge me. Anyways. So I went down to the fucking GameStop and I'm like, hey, you got a wired Xbox 360 controller? Yeah, man. Gotcha, bro. Because everyone that works at GameStop talks like that, right?
That's how they yeah, and gotcha, then we throw bro. Up little signs. They all bro signs from vape. The 90s.
Yeah, they all vape. They all have gauged ears.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the ones.
So he gave me the shitty GameStop brand Xbox 360 controller. And I got it back to the room. I took it out. I fired up BioShock Infinite.
And you loved it.
Oh no! I've already beat it. I started playing it again when I was in Taiwan, and I was in continue, and I maybe played for about 5 minutes, and it just started shooting randomly.
Oh my god!
What
game was this?
BioShock Infinite.
Okay.
It was just shooting randomly.
Yeah.
And I'm just, come on, man.
That sucks.
And it was, I already had about, you know, waiting for the game to fire up. I had drank about 6 beers, and so I couldn't go back to GameStop. And I went back, and I'm like, hey. This controller is terrible, and I want to change it in or change it out for another one. You want another one of these ones that we made in China, or do you want like a real one? So like, yeah, do you have an OEM one? Why didn't you offer me that when I fucking asked for an Xbox 360 controller? And so he goes up and he grabs it. It's fucking wireless. I need a wired one, man. I need to be able to hook it up to my USB. Oh, well, you could get the Xbox One controller and use the Bluetooth. I don't have an Xbox One. I'll have literally no other use for it. I have 5 fucking 360 controllers at home. This will do me no good. Do you have a wired Xbox 360 controller? Oh, never mind. Just give me my fucking money back. I swear, oh, that fucking place just aggravates me so fucking much. Like, stop trying to sell me a bunch of shit.
Fuck GameStop, and we'll get to that.
If you would have just sold me...
We'll get to that.
...an OEM Xbox 360 controller, you would have had my money. You would never fucking hear from me again.
In fact...
But no.
Spoiler, this episode is going to be largely a fuck you to GameStop.
Like, about 70% of our stuff.
Right.
a lot of inside information GameStop. On GameStop.
That's right. Alika here was a general manager of a GameStop.
For 10 years.
10 years?
Fucking years?
Wow.
10 years, man. In 10 years,
I'm going to fucking kill
myself. Took it with no oil.
Wow. Yeah. No lube.
What else have I been up to?
Barebacks.
I tiled my floor. I always do the worst things.
Boring.
I'll do anything. I went to the Grid last night. For those of you that live in the Phoenix metro area, the Grid is a
barcade. You said it's better than Cobra.
It's better than Cobra. I know a lot of people love Cobra downtown Phoenix, but this one's in Mesa, and it's fucking badass. It's not as crowded. Tons of free games. Cobra used to have free games. Don't they charge now?
Yeah, you have to. They have like. Do they still charge quarters?
Ever since I started going to Cobra, you had to put your dollars in the machine, and they give you little Cobra coins.
That's right. They don't even take quarters anymore.
When
you
they
have to
first
get
opened, it was Cobra free. Coins. They were all free play.
Yeah.
So you went right after they opened, and then they started charging. Like, ugh.
Cash is king.
You're already buying a shitload of beer,
and the beer is expensive.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just, fuck that place.
You know what's crazy? Like, the first time I went to Cobra, I thought it was a little weird. For me, you can't help but profile people and, like, judge people. But it's like, I felt like when I went there, I was like, these people don't know shit about these games.
No, they really don't. Bubble Bobble, what's that? Is that new? I never heard
of it. Just, I mean, they're hipsters.
I did get rocked in Marvel vs. Capcom 2 one time I went there. This dude was really good. He used a, Dude was a little bit of a tier whore, I could say. He used a Magneto, Sentinel, and Psylocke combo on me, and I got completely destroyed. So that was like the one dude where I was like, okay, this guy knows his games.
Ryan, does any of that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You guys
I don't know what you're talking about. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I was a big fan of Spider-Man Venom, or Spider-Man and War Machine combo was always good for me. I like War Machine. His cannon's a little OP, but I like it.
I'm a little bit of a tier whore, too. I like using Magneto. Any team that has Magneto in it. And the new Marvel vs. Capcom.
Is it good? Oh, my God.
It's a fun game. There's a lot of good qualities to the game, but it doesn't feel like the classic. Like, it just with the music, Marvel had a lot more control of the game, so it didn't have that arcadey-style music. Sounded like a Marvel Cinematic Universe soundtrack, you know?
You're like, come on, man.
Yeah, I want the crazy loud noises.
I want blips and chimes.
Yeah.
Give me more blips.
But overall, the gameplay was fun. It's dead now, though.
Yeah.
Well, there's my whole life. That's what I've been up to.
Let's get some bad beers.
Let's drink terrible beers.
Let's drink terrible beers.
All right.
I almost bought you a Bud Light Chelada.
I loved you.
Just because I know that you would hate that. But we're discovering new bad beers.
Oh my god!
Point.
I found there's another new weird Bud Light flavor out. I saw the other day. I just remembered it right when you said that.
What was that one?
To feed it to you.
We had it was like Bud Light Lime brand, but it was mango flavor.
Was it mango? It was something or pineapple or something. It was terrible. They got a bunch of them now. They're like Bud Light wine coolers.
Oh, they're fucking
Bud Light
garbage.
Wine coolers. That's like double negative, man.
Yeah, man.
That's shitty.
It's terrible. And I did it to somebody, and I feel good about it.
Ryan, you want, well, no, I got to give out two beers.
Yeah, you
got to
give out two.
Okay. Ryan, I know that you don't like porters.
You're correct.
So I got you vanilla caramel porter.
Oh, God. I really hate caramel, too.
This is from Mudshark Brewery. That might be a racist name.
It sounds racist.
It's a local brewery. They're out of Arizona.
I know.
Vanilla Caramel Porter.
They generally make decent beers, but I hate porters.
Oh, so. I got to read this. A good bard wrote, what's in a name?
I fucking hate it.
We have it on good authority. It's vanilla and caramel. Mostly chocolate with a slight hopping to balance the sweetness.
Oh my god, you're spontaneously growing a tight flannel shirt.
This porter is one smooth operator anytime, anywhere.
Oh,
good. There you go, Ryan.
At least it's not asking me to go hiking and pack it out or something.
Suck on that. And for Lika, I have from Boulevard Brewing Jam Band.
Oh, shit.
I hope it tastes like jelly. Does it taste like jelly?
It's a berry ale with blueberry and raspberry and cherry.
Oh, my God.
With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
The can looks now, like I should be on mushrooms to enjoy it.
You want some mushrooms, bro? I can make some phone calls.
I've known Alika for a number of years, and I've never seen him wear anything but black.
Okay.
Yes.
And this colorful, fruity beer here is a nice contrast.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to keep it metal with that purple can in your hand, bro.
Everything has to be metal, man. Everything has to be black, like the Storm of Justice.
So, Chester, I went through our horde of bad beers. We have a whole horde. Mm-hmm. That we two six-packs, seriously, full six-packs.
For the horde.
Yeah, and I found a lovely...
I think I bought that.
Dark Swan Sour Ale.
I hate sour. I know.
You like sours?
I hate sours. I picked this especially for you. Everything else sounded like you might enjoy it, and I knew you would hate this. Nice. So go fuck yourself.
All right. Who wants to go first?
You know, I haven't been here in a while.
Ryan.
I'll go ahead and
bust open that.
Start you off here.
I'm going to. Where's the bad beer opener?
That's, what is this called? Whopping or what? Like, you know, when you spill a chemical, you're not supposed to smell
bouquet.
It. You just go like this.
It's the bouquet.
So you don't poison yourself, is what I'm trying to say.
Does it have a good nose on it? Does it smell like vanilla and caramel?
No. It smells like dirty sheets.
Will you hand me that Shadow of War box?
Yes, I will.
That's our bad beer bottle opener.
It tastes like... What's in here? Yeah, it definitely, like, you know, like someone overcooked the caramel. It just tastes like burnt sugar. Just
burnt sugar?
Yeah, I think there's coffee in here, too.
It doesn't say that.
I hate coffee. This is terrible, Chester. This is not good. I bet there's someone that would fucking love this.
Oh, I guarantee it.
I can taste the vanilla. I definitely taste caramel, which I fucking hate. And that coffee taste that porters have sometimes.
Yeah.
I hate all of that. I hate all of those things.
Would you say it's a smooth operator?
I didn't throw up. Look, I don't have goosebumps this time. I usually get goosebumps from these shitty-ass beers.
Dude, that says Mud Shark on it?
Yeah.
That's the name of the brewery.
Are you fucking serious?
And it's an Arizona brewery.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it is racist, though.
It says, made with the sun on Arizona's coast, whatever that means.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Solar-powered.
Who greenlights this stuff, man? There are people there are people that work for these companies that create these beers, and somebody's like, let's greenlight.
You know what it reminds me of?
You know what drives me crazy about this?
You know those, like, roasted coffee beans that people just eat? Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. Like those chocolate covered coffee beans.
It even says in the description, mostly chocolatey. Why the fuck does it say vanilla on it?
I don't know.
But I don't taste
vanilla. Do you taste it now? Chocolate covered coffee beans?
Yeah. You know
it
what it tastes
taste like?
It like
anything that it says on the can.
It doesn't taste like vanilla or caramel.
It
tastes
does
like,
taste like a porter.
It tastes like a mocha fucking... what? You know those Java monsters?
Yeah.
It tastes like one of those. It tastes like a mocha-flavored Java monster.
Well, that's why it's terrible.
Yes.
I'll tell you what it doesn't taste like. It doesn't taste like the Huss Brewing Company coffee kolsch. It tastes like a really bad knockoff.
Thanks, Mud Shark.
Oh, God. Mud Shark.
Thanks, Mud Shark. God, that's such a fucking terrible name for a brewery. We like black women. And we brew beer. Mud Sharks.
Does it work both ways? Can a guy be a Mud Shark?
Yeah.
All right. Hell, I banged a black shark. I'm a Mud Shark now, I guess.
I did too, man.
Sign me up.
Couple of Mud Sharks.
Mud Sharks unite, bro.
I can't believe I'm still tripping out.
We're
going to
rename our podcast Mud Sharks.
Oh, man. Who's next?
Go ahead.
All right.
Actually, let me get you to open this for me with the Shadow of War bad
beer. The official Shadow of War bottle opener.
Everyone new has to use this thing.
The official sponsor of You Guys Are No Fun.
When you handed me this, I knew that you were trying to embarrass me. Because it feels like I'm going to break it.
If you break that, I will pay you.
This is the shittiest little promotional item for a game I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them.
You ever
seen
like...
Guess where that came from?
GameStop.
You know, like little kids, when they first get to the cafeteria and they don't know how to open their milk?
Yeah.
That's what that looked like. Like you were going to do it, but it was going to explode out the top somehow.
Fire up that jam flavored.
Yeah, man. Fire up the jam band.
Berry ale. I'm going to open it.
Does it taste like preserves?
Does it taste like Jerry Garcia's taint?
Ooh. That is not a good picture. Oh, my God. I got like just a full mouth of vomit taste in my mouth. And then it has like an after finish of the can.
Gross. Now featuring unlined cans.
This is fucking garbage.
Do you mind if I try it?
Who makes that one?
Boulevard.
Oh, they're usually pretty decent. Why would they do down that?
Boulevard. Yeah, bitch. There's no description on it.
They're just like, buy it.
Brewers are always so like pretentious with the stupid little descriptions.
You
like
don't
that
say.
One. This one has something written on it. I'll read it when it's my turn.
Yeah, it says this is not a drink. Please do not drink it.
Juicy Berry Trio is about all we're getting out of this one.
That's what we're changing our name to.
That's
the Juicy Berry Trio.
When Charles is here, it's three bears in a room. Yeah, you're right.
Very juicy.
It's that vomit flavor in the beginning, dude. And then it's that after can bullshit taste. I feel like a lot of brewing companies focus on what they're going to put on the can instead of what they're going to put in the barrel.
I got to hand it to Boulevard that they made a beer using three different kinds of berries, but it smells like Parmesan cheese. I don't know how they did that.
So it smells like feet.
It's amazing.
So it smells like feet is what you're saying. Ugh. No, that doesn't taste like berries or jam or anything.
That tastes like children's medicine.
Think so?
Yeah.
But it does have an aluminum finish, doesn't it?
It tastes like a melted otter pop. Like, that's the
mixed
worst.
Mixed with codeine?
Yeah. It tastes like scissor, dog.
Codeine, man, that scissor, that lean.
It's just like water. It's watered down a little bit.
Oh, that is a gross beer.
Boy.
All right, what do we got
here? I hope yours
tastes
like vodka.
All right, so Lagunitas, good brewery.
Yeah.
This is Dark Swan Sour Ale.
That's the most generic-looking label I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It looks super generic.
Observers of Yestercentury.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This is so pretentious. Observers of Yestercentury denied the existence of the Dark Swan, insisting the species was confined to a singular snowy hue. Explorers eventually contradicted that misconception, astonishing the world and casting light upon the dark.
I'm sorry, did you say astonishing? Is that a word?
I think I just mispronounced astonishing. Astonishing.
How many beers have you had again?
Did I say astonishing?
You said astonishing.
I'm drunk, so it's part of the fun, right? Astonishing the world.
These fucking hipsters made up a word.
This beer may well do the same.
All right. Do you ever think we drink these and there's someone listening to you? That's my favorite beer.
There's a phone number.
Probably.
Do me a favor. If you're listening to this, call 707-769-4495. Ryan, put it on speaker?
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
707-769-4495. Make sure I didn't mispronounce any of those numbers.
That was tasty.
7-0 staunching.
Calling Lagunitas Brewing Company, Petaluma. For the Swag Shop, press 1.
Ooh,
for
swag.
The tap room at Beer Sanctuary, press 2.
Beer Sanctuary.
For security, press 3. To leave a general message, press 4. To dial by name, press 5. And to reach our Chicago location, press 2. Thanks so much for leaving us a message. We're happy you're here. Heads up. May use your message for marketing stuff, quality control purposes, or whatever. Cheers.
Is there a beep?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Oh, my God, bro. I just love the Dark Swan, man. Oh, it's so good.
God, it's so amazing.
Dude, we drank like 8 of them, and we're going to go longboarding later. So thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Later. Okay. I hope they use that for marketing purposes.
Oh, God. Even that dude sounded like a twink.
She said we may use it for marketing purposes or whatever.
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Fucking California. Right? I fucking hate California. Go ahead, drink a shitty California.
All right,
beer.
Let's taste the Dark Swan here. It's a dark beer, right?
It sounds tight. Dark Swan. Reminds me of the movie Black Swan.
Speaking of mud sharks,
yeah,
right?
Reminds me of the mud shark.
Let's chase the Dark Swan here. God damn it, I hate sour.
Wait, is it a barn floor sour or is it a milky sour?
Let's see.
Just that's like licking a 9-volt battery.
So it like has a
like getting your Red Wings.
Yeah,
it almost tastes like in the beginning it has like that IPA taste, and then it just finishes with just sour ass.
Right, gross. Sour ass.
I'm gonna love this then. This isn't that bad.
I don't like it.
Enjoy it. You know what? I'm just thinking about the aluminum beer I'm about to drink right now.
That's not bad.
You don't hate it?
I hate it.
No, there's some sours I like and some I can't stand. The ones that taste like sour milk are the worst.
So you would describe this as a barn floor sour?
Yeah, it's more of a it's more of like a pig sweat kind of sour. Than it is. Like a rotten milk sour.
Pig sweat. Should have said that on their answering machine there. Right. So your beer tastes like pig sweat.
It fucking gets me hard. I'm having a heart attack.
It tastes like pig sweat. Yeah.
I'm going on round four right now. Call it, Doc. Call it Amber Lamps.
I need to hydrate.
How many shitty beers have you run through?
Good question.
We're running out.
How
it's
can
hard
you
to find new
finding
ones.
Them? Like that's what I was going to ask.
Good thing
like,
Total Wine has a very good rotating selection.
Total Wine, the seasonal section.
Oh yeah, Wine. Seasonal beers are always fucking terrible.
You know what's in season right now? Apparently, peaches.
Oh good.
And Mexican
Cream?
Beers.
Oh, well, it is Cinco. Today is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Bueno Cinco. Cinco de Mijo is what I like to call it.
Cinco de.
Fifth of young boy.
Young boy.
Fifth young, wait, what?
Mijo, baby boy.
What were you doing last night? My
Cinco,
fifth young boy.
Cinco de
All right.
Mijo.
Well, let's get back on track. What were we going to do? We're just going to talk shit about GameStop for about half an hour?
Well, I mean, Alika, you just got back from Japan.
Yep.
Would you like to talk about that? What?
Yeah.
Tell me how crazy Japan is.
Before we get to the meat.
Japan is cool. I know you guys got it.
Man. Cool. Moving on. GameStop.
Fuck what you have to say about Japan. Let's talk about this American tyrant.
Yeah,
I don't
let's
even
talk
know
about
if they're
GameStop.
Really a tyrant anymore.
They, like, I have hated them for a very long time. I remember when they started offering credit, like credit cards.
Yeah.
And it was like, you're just preying on fucking, like, 18-year-olds
yeah.
who love video games.
So, I worked there when they introduced the credit card, mm-hmm. and basically, I was like, they're getting people to finance.
How was
their
the interest rate on that bad boy? Pretty good.
I don't remember.
4% or so?
I don't remember, but I remember.
Say 44%?
The one thing that I remember is thinking they're getting people to finance their $50 games.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking know? Terrible. Like, if you can't afford a video game, you shouldn't be buying a video game. Wait for the Steam sale or something.
They're just ruining people's credit. Like,
yeah.
Kid, 18-year-olds. Like, yeah, start early fucking your life up.
Yeah, it was just, you know, all around. You know, I was there, like I said, for 10 years, so I put up with it for a while. But I was like, you know, you do what you have to do, and I didn't really think about switching anywhere else because I was like, I'll climb up the corporate ladder. And you see all these people that have climbed up and have been there for a while, but it's the same people that have been there forever. So
I bet, are they dead inside? I imagine.
Probably.
They would be dead.
I mean, so I don't know. I worked with some pretty cool upper management, but overall, it was just
28.49% APR.
Damn, dog!
Yeah.
That's mental.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Minimum interest charge is $2.
Because you want to finance
God of War. So even, even if what you owe, if the 28.49% is less than $2, you still have a minimum interest rate of $2.
Yeah, why would you do that?
That's fucking crazy.
Fucking stupid. Fuck you, GameStop.
Do they still have the card?
Yeah.
What was the interest rate? 28 what?
I'm looking at their apply now. GameStop.com/credit-offers.
So what was that interest rate? 28.4?
28.49.
Okay. What would be the minimum monthly payment on that? Let's say you only pay $5 a month.
Minimum monthly payments are required, and at no time will the minimum payment due. What?
I'm just minimum drunk. Monthly payments are due. Are you sure that minimum monthly payments are due? That's how credit
card
works. Oh,
is it minimum? It's 5?
It's 25.
Or 2.
It's 25 is the minimum.
Then monthly. Just save money for
2 months.
Because it would take you 3 months to pay it off.
People need their fucking games now.
It's just stupid.
Let's say you bought a game and like a new system, so you're at $500.
Fucking hate GameStop.
And you only paid $25 a month.
How many dicks?
It would take you over 2 years to pay for your PS4.
And by then, you can get a PS Pro.
Yeah, by then, it'll be obsolete, and the new one will be the PS Vita. Or no, that's right? Already an existing thing. PSX.
PS4 X.
PS1.
PS1.
Then Xbox 4. Xbox 5. That's terrible.
Stop right. Touching me with your feet.
I can't. I'm all restless.
So let's get back to Alika.
Now tell us your whole entire
life
story.
So you started, I assume, as just a new hire. Like,
yeah. So I started, you know, I worked
like so many of us.
You worked there for 10 years.
10 years. I started when I was 16. And, wow. And then, you know, I was 18. It was 2 weeks after I turned 18, I was given keys to be key carrier.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know.
Because you were probably the person who'd worked there the longest.
Yeah, right?
You're a senior employee.
Right. Wow.
This kid stuck around for 2 years.
Yep. So I stayed. And, you know, pay was okay at the time, you know. And I would always think, you know, I thought it was hot shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 18. These people are coming in here running their life, and I'm running a business.
Yeah.
That's the mentality that I had. So, you know, and then like 2 months after that, I was an ASM assistant manager, and then I had my own store not too long after that, and I was managing.
Holy shit! Sorry, boys.
Not yet.
Ooh, listen to that buzz.
Yeah, I don't know what I did.
I don't either, but he's coming in clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever you did fucked it up, man.
Right? Fucking.
I literally didn't do anything.
Welcome back, Ryan.
We're trying to run a big production here, man.
Come on, man. And go back to Taiwan.
Oh, God.
Get back on the boat.
I was on an airplane.
So, yeah, I had my own store. I had one of the bigger stores that was supposed to be a big thing. It was, and it was in Westside Phoenix.
You know, if we didn't fucking spill beer on all of our equipment, we'd probably be okay.
Hey, listeners, donate money so we can buy a new fucking soundboard.
I had to put this little shelf up because we spilled beer on it so many fucking times. I had to find a way to keep
it
dry.
What is this wee shit?
What?
You spilled beer on
You probably did once, too.
I probably did more than once. I just don't remember.
I don't keep interrupting you, but I'm a fucking disaster. Also, I need to warn you guys, there may become a time during the course of this show that I have to just get up and take an emergency shit. And I just want you to know that something could happen. So,
okay. Continue. It sounds like a precursor to a right about now.
Continue on with the GameStop, and I'll let you know when I got to get up and run.
Oh, man.
Take a greasy old guy shit.
Don't run, okay? You got bursitis. Was that your first job ever?
It was my first job ever, okay. And I would still consider it to be, you know, I had a job where I was driving cars around for an auction lot. Which wasn't really a job.
Right.
I did it a few times a week, and I was trying to leave GameStop. I was like, you know, I have all this experience. I'll find something else.
Was it like a police auction lot?
No, it was like, just for dealers. Oh, dealers would like buy the cars and resell them.
Drug dealers' cars.
But yeah,
what is that? The Barrett Jackson?
I don't know.
Oh, you drive the Batmobile.
So,
but yeah, you know, I worked and continued to work there, and it was just, it's kind of a cutthroat business, you know. Everybody knows, everybody complains about how, you know, they're always shoving pre-orders down your throat and stuff. And that's because they want companies like Sony and Microsoft to know that there's a demand for physical copies of the game, because GameStop knew that eventually digital was coming.
Wow. I'm loud as shit all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if it's actually
what is happening
or if it's just the headphones.
I fixed it. I'm coming in very loud.
Very loud.
I am having to tone it down. I'm using my NPR voice, and now he's sneezing. This is how he sneezes.
That's funny. Say NPR. When you talk about people that talk on NPR, they always go,
They sound like an airline pilot.
It's always like, forget what the fuck they said.
Line.
I was going to ask you a question.
I fixed it.
Ask away. I have 10 years of GameStop questions you could ask.
You're tenured.
What happens if you don't sell Game Informer?
Nothing really happens. Here's the thing. They didn't really have any, there wasn't any sort of, corrective action, for not selling Game Informer, but they would always threaten your job. You know, if you're not doing this, you don't have a job and blah, 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 blah,
so
blah.
So you never had to fire anybody because they weren't selling Game Informers?
No.
Okay.
No, I've let people go, but because they weren't selling Game
Informers. A bunch of, 16-year-old kids, when you tell them, you need to sell this magazine, you need to do it now, or probably, I need to sell this magazine.
I mean, I wasn't really like that. I mean, I'm not really a hard seller. You know, I told him, I was like, hey,
You kind of seem like a dick.
I mean, I can be. I go for the assumptive sale approach.
What does that mean?
That means that I assume that they already want it when I'm offering it.
Oh. I mean, isn't that why people go to a store to buy something?
Yeah, but they didn't intend to buy Game Informer. They intended to buy God of War.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them, hey...
I used to subscribe to
that. So I got that Game Informer subscription on here for you as well.
I mean, I wasn't that bad.
Because that's a subject.
That's so bad.
I've also got a pre-order for God of War 2.
Yeah.
I've got the
extended warranty for your disc, just in case you scratch it.
I don't know. I feel like that GameStop has implemented a lot of different sales strategies, buying all the other companies, selling toys and stuff now, because they know that the market, a lot of people don't really care to go to the store. I mean, me personally, because I collect stuff, I like to have a physical copy of games, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah, unless it's like a Steam sale, I still prefer to have the physical copy of a game. It just feels good. It feels good. You never know when the cloud's going to go down.
Don't remember. We had that conversation.
I don't have room on my bookshelf for any more fucking games that I won't play ever again.
Yeah.
Those are the games you get on Steam. The games you're never going to play.
I've got, because of the Humble Bundle subscription, so many fucking games I've never have any intention of ever playing.
I think I played less than half of my Steam library.
Yeah.
The percentages are insane.
Yeah.
But if you go buy a physical copy, you're going to play it. Probably not. I might even have some physical copies of games.
I have a physical copy of Battlefront 2 that I'm still in the plastic. It's still in the shrink wrap.
Oh, you should keep that. It's going to be worth some money someday.
You've been slurring your words this whole show, man. I just have to question you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we want to... What kind of shitty other practices does GameStop up to we want to know about?
Well, okay, so how old were you when you became GM of your own store?
18.
Yeah. Okay. That's when they gave you keys.
That's when they gave me. So within that whole, within under a year, after I turned 18, I moved all the way up to the store.
You became assistant GM and then got your own location.
That was within a few months.
Wow.
Wow. I've been working at the same place 12 years and they never gave me keys to the building.
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
I know, but I just wanted to make him feel special.
Well, I mean, there's nothing special about working 60-hour weeks and getting paid for 40 hours of your time.
How's the pay at that level?
So it was all right. It was around 35 a year.
That's not all right.
That's not great.
For me at the time, it was okay.
For an 18-year-old.
Telemarketing. Yeah.
For me, it was okay at the time. And
I made 38 with bonuses included at GoDaddy.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You were trying, were you?
Not a salesperson.
Yeah.
Hated my job.
No, I'm making somewhere around 65.
Good for you.
So that's pretty cool. I mean,
he's making assumptive sales.
Assumptive sales is where it's
You're
all
just
at.
Just like, I have all these things in your cart for you. I'm going to go ahead and click checkout.
I'm going to process that. I'm helping people get the things that they need.
Yeah.
The things that they didn't know they wanted.
Helping people get the things they need.
But, you know, the big thing about working there, like I said, is the biggest thing that sucks is you're working more hours than you're getting paid, and then they're telling you have the best job ever when you don't.
You were on salary.
Yeah. And you were required to work at least 44 hours.
I would never work salary ever.
It's rough, man.
So it's like the Communist Party.
Yeah. I guess. Is it? I don't really know anything about communists. I thought you just stood in line to get bread.
No, no. Like, if you have to go to party meetings, like, you have to, like, believe that the party is the best thing ever.
Oh, like Freemasons.
You gotta drink the Kool-Aid, man.
I love Kool-Aid.
Because if you ever say anything that makes them think that you didn't drink the Kool-Aid, then you might disappear one day.
Get cut,
so it's like Jonestown. Drink the Kool-Aid or we're going to shoot you.
Exactly.
I like it. I like the Communist Party.
GameStop is the Communist Party.
From this day on, I'm a communist and I'm going to start working at GameStop.
GameStop might not be around too much longer, man, after this console generation, man.
Yeah, I was doing some reading earlier to try to find some ammunition so we could trash them. There's a lot of financial websites saying that the end is near for GameStop.
Yeah, it's a different, you know, it's a different, gaming's going a different direction, so.
Yeah. Between digital downloads and,
it's the Blockbuster videos of video games.
Yeah, pretty much.
It really is. Like,
digital sales are killing it.
I remember I was in a meeting. I was in a meeting with my district manager at the time, and it was a big thing when PS3 was coming out.
Yeah.
And, big meeting with our whole entire district. Oh, he's like,
"That's terrible."
Who thinks that digital games are going to affect GameStop negatively? And I was the only one that raised my hand.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I was the only one.
Were you the only one under 30?
Were they?
I was the only one that raised my hand.
Were they all in denial or just scared to stand up and say something?
I maybe both, but the response from my district manager was immediately, "Sorry, Lika, but you're wrong." Wow. And I'm like, look at what's happening right now. It's like, that doesn't take like a genius to see that, man.
Right.
Like, you know,
you were forward thinking and they were like, sorry,
but they gave him the keys.
I got bad news for you, Lika.
It'll never happen. I mean, look how good Blockbuster's doing.
The future is yesterday. Like, what?
What? What, is it? What did it say on your beer? Yesteryear or some shit like
yester
that?
Yester-century.
Yester-century. Tomorrow is yester-century or some shit. I don't know.
The future is the best.
Yeah, dude. It was bad. So I just, you know, I kept my head down. I worked.
Photographs of the future. Sorry.
No, you're good. Kept my head down. I worked and eventually decided to make a career change, man. It was
good,
just
good, man. Yeah.
That's good because GameStop doesn't sound like a career.
No, it's not.
Were you there during the Circle of Life?
Oh, Circle of Life is a constant thing.
Because that was a big thing. That's in the their news company. Not too long ago.
That is like their company thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain to me again what that is.
It's the Circle of Life, and it moves us all.
It's the Wheel of Fortune.
It all revolves around trades, because that's trades. Where GoDaddy, or GoDaddy, that's where GameStop, that's where GameStop gets all
that's
of
That's
the
bread
money.
And butter, yeah. Right? Because they're giving you nothing for games and then reselling them. Yeah. Whereas they're buying them from the studios or developers or whatever.
They
make
gotta the pay biggest more money. Markup
they
off
like
of
a
used,
dollar or
used
two
games.
Off new games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But used games, yeah, they'll buy those from you for what do you get for as soon as like a sports game leaves the building, it's worth like 75 cents.
Seriously,
yeah,
it's crazy.
So you know, it's going to be done.
Do you have any idea how they do their game valuation, or does that just come in on a list on a computer?
I always try to figure that out the whole entire time I was there. How they base that? Usually for newer games like adventure games, I would notice they'd have specials where you know right after they came out, if you traded in on time, you get like $25 or something, $30.
Wow.
But that's
almost
it.
Half.
So
yeah.
Something with a little more appeal, like because I get it with the Madden games, right? Every year a new one comes out and someone buys. There's not a new Uncharted every fucking year.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a new Assassin's Creed. Oh wait,
there was for a while. Yeah.
Damn, Chester loves Assassin's
Sick burn,
Creed.
I love Assassin's Creed.
I'm glad they went to a 2-year model.
That's right. Polish it up.
Dial it back.
Yeah.
Produce a game worth playing.
What other shitty questions I don't want to ask about GameStop? How do they value your games? How is the pay at the management level? How is the pay at the starting level? Is it like a minimum wage job?
Oh yeah, dude. It's what. The thing that's not
32
good about
hours
it
a week.
Is that no, you don't even get 32 hours.
No so, fucking no. Shit.
So the people that work on the floor that they have that are not management usually work one or two times a week.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Hmm. So they.
So this is really a job for like kids in school.
Yeah.
This is not an adult job.
Yeah, and then they give each store like, you know, 98 to 100 hours to distribute between everybody.
You get
maybe
like
a little more
hour pool.
Yeah, you get a pool of hours that you can schedule your employees. So I would get, you know, when the new schedule would come in, they would say, hey, this is how many hours you have to work with, and you need to schedule them this way. So your assistant manager, you know, had to have 40 hours.
Pulled out of that pool?
Yeah, pulled out of the pool automatically.
So you had to distribute 60 hours.
To the third key, because, you know, the assistant and I have to have 2 days off.
Right.
And then the third key would not get 40 hours. Third key does not get 40 hours. That's at least when I was working there.
So he's like the second assistant director.
Pretty much. And then you would have your associates. You would have like two associates that work under there, and they would work like one or two times a week.
So instead of, did you only have two associates that like rotated, or did you have like five of them that rotated?
No. Having five is too much, because it's not worth it for them to stay. You know, they're not working.
Right.
Right. So you only have two guys that
like
work
two or three.
2 days a week? Or they just, no, they're never there at the same time.
They would work at night, so they don't ever usually have two people in the morning unless there's a big one.
So if lunch. When I go into a GameStop and I see two people, it's probably a manager or an assistant manager and an employee, like a regular employee. There's
that's
never like two
me.
Regular employees there.
That's new to me.
I don't know. I'm just wondering how they do it. Like, you would never see two, like, of your regular hourly guys there at the same time, would you?
No, not unless it was like a big lunch.
Huh.
Something like that.
So that other guy is probably, if I see another guy in there, he's probably the manager.
The one,
yeah,
the one by my house, like the two times I went in there, because I bought a used PS4. I was like, I'm never going to GameStop, but my family always gives me gift cards. So I had $125 worth of gift cards. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I'm going to get a PS4 finally. I go into the GameStop by my house, and there's this dude, and I'm like, I'll take a used PS4. That was my fault for buying the used one. Mm-hmm. Without shopping around and finding out, oh, I can get a brand new one for the same fucking price that comes with a game.
Yeah.
So I buy it, and he's probably, like, just so happy. Like, sweet! This guy's gonna buy one. I paid for the year warranty because it was used, and walk out the door, paid $300.
Right.
I get to work. Mark, who is a regular on our show, he was like, why don't you just buy a new one for the same price that comes with a game? And I was like, that's a good question, because I'm a dumbass and I don't shop for fucking deals. So I take it back. He's like, you got 7 days to return it. So I take it back and I'm just like, hey, man, buyer's remorse. I want my money back. And the guy's just like, oh, like, he's so crestfallen. But it's the same guy. He was the only guy in the store.
Yeah. It's always usually the manager that's there all the time, because your hours, you don't have hours. That doesn't count towards the pool. It's basically you doing everything. And then, like, well, if you manage your hours right, you'd be able to get everything done. It's like, you don't want to pay people to be here to do the things that you want us to do.
Right.
And that's the bottom line, man.
Wow.
That's what it is. Because anything that they can squeeze.
I'm sure. That is just, they're squeezing every fucking penny out of GameStops. And I just realized, because I got my money back, I called around and found one that had the Battlefront 2 package for $300. And I spent an extra $20 with tax, worth it, to have a brand new fucking system with a game that I still haven't taken out of the fucking cellophane. But when I was there,
Loot Crates.
That GameStop is across the street from a high school.
Okay.
And now, I always used to think,
now I just pull up a lawn chair and enjoy the view.
Well, I used to always think, like, GameStops are always in the parking lot of a Walmart. They're always attached to a Walmart.
On purpose. So and, that way parents can drop their kids off.
Yeah. They're either in a mall or they're in a parking lot with a fucking Walmart, and now I'm thinking, like, oh, but Walmarts are always close to schools, so there's a fucking strategic placing for these for sure.
So basically, that's one thing. Like, when I worked there at every location, I always felt like a babysitter.
Yeah,
because
people would just throw their kids inside and walk off,
and then I'm just like there, and then they would, you know, everybody's playing the demo machines, and I'm just like, I'm not getting paid to babysit your kid.
Right.
If something happens to the kid while we're in the store, we're responsible.
Fuck out.
You know, it's like,
just every time you see a parent throw their kid in there and walk out, just call the police.
You just blasted metal.
Right?
And so parents be like, I don't want you hanging out there. They listen to that antichrist shit.
Some crazy stories.
Mom, what's marijuana?
Well, I would like to hear a crazy story or two. If you...
So, yeah, I had a... this is a good one. So there's this guy. I won't say his name.
But it's Richard.
You're like a kid. You just call him...
Goat Richard. Sucker. We'll
call him Richard. Wasn't his name, but...
Call him Justin.
Sometimes you would get calls from certain people, and they would call all the time.
Looking for Battletoads?
No, not that one. That's the classic.
You guys have live-action Battletoads?
Yeah, that's the classic one. But this guy would always call in and ask if we had Oblivion, but he would pronounce it Bolivian.
Bolivian.
There's clearly, you know, do you have Bolivian? And this is when Elder Scrolls Oblivion was coming out on 360.
Right.
And do you have Bolivian?
Yeah, man, I got Colombian too.
I think he was special needs.
You want
or...
some of that Nicaraguan white? Well, I got what you need, dog.
There was these recent stories about people opening old cartridges that they bought at like a garage sale and finding drugs inside.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Or peddling drugs.
Oh, he was. He wasn't interested in the game.
Oh, I didn't know was, that.
Maybe
that's
he
smart,
was
though. It's hella right? smart.
But like, yeah.
It was this guy would come in, and he was, I don't want to say guy, he was a kid, like, but he was like...
He was definitely special.
He was like 16, 17, 18, 19.
Was he,
those,
did he have croquis on his glasses?
No, he looked like a normal dude, but he would come in, and I'm not trying
to make croquis?
The things that hold your glasses on your head, because sometimes you're going to have a fucking fit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm in no way... talking shit or anything, but it's but it was but he came, he would always come in, and
I don't know that fucking potato head.
he would come in, and every single time he'd come in, I'd anticipate him to ask me if we had a Bolivian.
Okay.
And
okay,
you know,
maybe
so
that's cover, maybe he's looking for coke.
So I was heroin. Like, you know, eventually I was just like, yeah, we have it. It's right over there. It was the same conversation every time he came in, and then he would call sometimes. Do you have Bolivian? And I was like, yeah, we have it. It's really awesome. One morning I came in like 3 hours before we were supposed to open to get some extra work done. And for some reason he popped into my head, and then the phone rang.
Well,
early in the morning.
You guys
had
a connection.
We weren't even open, dude. It was so early. It wasn't even like a half an hour. It was like 2 hours before we opened.
He was a psychic.
And I go to pick up the phone, and it's him, man.
He's standing by the window, just watching you. Do you have Bolivian?
He asked if we had it, and I was like, no way. There's no way that I just thought of him, and then boom. Like, for some reason, he pops in my head, so I was like, yeah, we have it. I kind of had fun with it one time. He came in and he asked if we had Bolivian. He goes, oh, is it a good game? And I was like, yeah. I was like, there's like, you can, you know, ride on your horse. And you know how like in Grand Theft Auto, you can have drive-bys? You can have a horse-by in this one. Like, you slaughter people on your horse. And there's like there's a moccasin shoemaking mini game inside. And he's like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. And then like, there was another, like, so we had, you know, you run into certain people and.
He finally buys it, and like he's
he never bought it.
There's no
shoe. He never bought it.
He never bought it. He would just always ask if you had it, even though he knew
that was the icebreaker.
Yeah, he always asked if we had it.
Oh, he just liked your hair. He wanted to smell it.
This is all good, you know. And then like one time, like his parents came in, and he's like, "Have you seen my son?" And I'm like, "No, not recently." And then he came in 2 days later, and I was like, "Hey, you know your parents are looking for you." And he's like, "Oh, it's at my friend's house."
I have a friend.
Just all nonchalant, like everything was.
You know what he was doing? He was sitting at your house waiting for you to come home.
His friend had Bolivian.
This is my friend. He's going to bring me Bolivian.
He just lost track of time. He lost a few days.
So you know, you run into a lot of different. There's a different type of.
I'm sure there's
people that shop at GameStop, but you know, I didn't have a problem. Yeah, I didn't have a problem with any of them. It was just it made it difficult. It's kind of difficult when you have people that want to always talk to you when you have so much to do.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, even to this day, I'll be somewhere nowhere near GameStop and they'll remember me or the guy from GameStop because you're almost like a little mini retail celebrity, you know, working for that industry.
Yeah.
Like, I went to... At 2 a.m, a friend and I took a trip out to Flagstaff, and in the middle point of going to Flagstaff at 2 a.m, I was hoping that there would still be beer and there was a guy in the gas station. He's like, "You're the guy from GameStop." In the middle of nowhere, dude.
Wow.
Dead serious.
Do you have Bolivian?
Yeah, Bolivian, yeah. So
he's off. I got Bolivian.
I've been through pretty much all of it, everything that you could think of. I went through an armed robbery. I had to go to court for it. And
oh,
everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That robbed at gunpoint?
Robbed at gunpoint. Shiniest gun I'd ever seen.
Did he take money or video games?
Both.
Okay. That's so fair. I would probably take both.
Now, I don't want to stereotype, but did he take Madden?
Yes. He did it. So here's the thing. So actually, I'll tell you the story. So he actually didn't take Madden.
Okay.
But he asked for Madden. So he came in.
Like, nah, bro, you got a pre-order.
You got Madden?
He came in.
Put me down for a pre-order.
Yeah. It was during the holiday. So usually you only get robbed during the holiday, after a rush. So okay.
People get desperate, you know?
Yeah, so they usually there will be somebody
waiting
outside.
He's got like six kids with different baby mamas to give presents for.
So usually they'll be sitting outside waiting, right, for your rush to be done.
Yeah.
So we were done with the rush, and I was working with my friend. I had a friend working with me at the time I had hired, and the rush had died, and I forgot to cash drop.
Oh,
and
damn.
We had all kinds of money.
It's like you can smell it on you.
Yeah,
holy crap.
So I hear the door ring, and I turn around, and this dude has just the bandana covering his face. And I'm like, immediately, I was like, damn it. So I was like, fuck, we're going to be robbed right now. Like, right now, we're going to be robbed.
Yeah.
And, he immediately...
It'd be funny if he started copying. He's like, sorry, man, I got bronchitis. Just
So he comes in and he pulls his bandana down and he goes, don't push no buttons, don't do nothing. And he has a shiny gun out.
He pulls the bandana down?
He pulled it down. He pulled the bandana down. And
what?
Yeah, the stupidest thing ever. He walks.
Idiot.
Yeah, he walks in and he pulls the bandana
he
down.
He walks
dude.
In with a mask and then
takes
the mask
off right when he comes in.
Do you guys have an alarm button?
No.
It's GameStop. It's not a fucking bank. Push no buttons.
Don't push no buttons.
Don't push no buttons. Don't do nothing. And then I was just like, so my heart dropped because I'm like, God, man, my boss is going to kill me. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, my boss is going to kill me because.
How old were you when this happened?
Oh, shit. I was like, I don't even fucking know, dude. It was like the last year I worked there.
Okay.
Second to last
so
year.
You were
actually,
like
second to last year. So
25?
Yeah, around there, maybe 26, okay. 27.
So your boss is going to kill you because you didn't make the cash drop.
Yeah. So check this out. So this
but
is
that guy
thing.
Probably would have killed you if you did make the cash drop.
Right. So the dude, you know, takes money out of the first register. He doesn't take money out of the second register. And so he goes, that's right, give me the money. And he goes, give me an Xbox right now. And this was a 360 at the time.
Okay.
And I was like, there's no Xboxes up there. And he goes, well, where are they? And I was like, they're in the back. And he goes, well, let's go. And he goes, I was like kind of shocked.
He like gets to the door and he waits. And you're like, well, come on, you want an Xbox? It says employees only.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked it was happening. So we took him to the back. And Microsoft, you know, they have refurbs. They have Microsoft brand refurbs that look brand new. They come in Microsoft boxes. Mm-hmm. So.
Give him a refurb.
So my friend goes to grab the box, the reefer box, to save, you know, because it's all by dollar.
Right.
Right.
To save the company money.
Yeah, to save your company money. So he immediately grabs, my friend immediately grabs the reefer, and he goes, nah, 250 gig with the Kinect, let's go.
Damn. He'd been sitting out there thinking about that for a while. He's on Amazon, he's like savvy. Out in the parking lot. He's like, oh, yeah, that's the one.
That's a savvy robber right there.
And immediately after that, he goes, give me that Madden. And then I was like, dude, there's no Madden back here. I'm sorry. And he goes, all right, well, stay back here and don't come out. And he walks out, walking right past the camera with his, he looked
without
right
without his mask.
Without his mask, he looked right at the camera. We ended up going to court. Dude went to prison. For like over 10 years, over a 360, a dated technology now.
Wow.
Because he wanted.
And he didn't even get Madden.
By the time he gets out, that Madden.
It's only going to be worth about a penny.
That Madden won't be worth anything. That Xbox, worth nothing.
Yeah.
Until Microsoft comes out with the Xbox Classic.
And then God of War 5 will be out.
Yeah, right. So
you can go get a PS4, PS5, whatever's next.
Whatever's next.
You run into a lot of different things there. So that was like the last craziest thing that happened. But yeah, just little experiences, you know. And now I work
that's
behind.
It's hilarious that A, while you were getting robbed, you're like, my boss is gonna kill me.
Yeah, and that's I knew like I, B, I know that sounds
you
crazy.
You tried to give him a used Xbox. You're yeah. always pushing that you shit.
Fucking case. Man, they had you guys fucking programmed.
Yeah.
Give him the used one. Give him the used one. Upsell him. Upsell him on a subscription.
Hey, before you go, man.
Hey,
do you want Game Informer?
Do you want a warranty? You want to do the 1-year warranty?
That's how you
that?
Catch him, right? You sign him up for Game Informer. I'd like to see a fucking idiot gave me his address.
Yeah.
I got his email.
Let's spam him. Oh. Well, hey. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for that story was actually fucking awesome.
That was a great story. Yeah.
Thanks for shining a little light on the GameStop, the Circle of Life thing. I think we've talked about in the past, and it kind of sucks that that's their corporate culture thing. It's just like crappy.
Always push the U shape because that's how they make money.
The bread and butter. Yeah. But it was cool talking to someone that worked there, and just you know, we still hate them, and we appreciate you know, kind of like cementing that for us.
Hey. Yeah. If you ever want to come back.
All day.
Next time I'll tell you about my trip to Japan. There's more adventures coming. Yeah. There's actually some very interesting things that happen in Japan.
Yeah, I would love to hear that. But
I hope you had sex with a girl dressed like a cat. Great.
I'm sure it could have happened.
Well, for episode 30, we didn't plug ourselves.
We never.
Don't worry about it. Google us.
NoFunShow.com.
All right, for episode 30, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Alika. Thanks for having me.